Hello and good evening, everyone. Welcome to this meeting of Stafford Borough Council's Planning Committee. My name is Brendan McKeown and I will be chairing this meeting. A couple of points before we start. If you have a mobile phone, please switch it to silent or switch it off. And can I ask any members of the public to refrain from commenting during the public debate? If there is any disruption, you may be asked to leave the room. So behave yourselves. On my right, I have officers from the Planning Department, and on my left, I have officers from the Law and Governance Department. An audio recording is being taken of this meeting, which shall be published on the Council's website. There is no, members of the committee are reminded that they do not enjoy any immunity as that enjoyed by our colleagues in Parliament. Members may only deal with the enforcement items before them in accordance with the National Planning Policy Framework and the local plan, together with any other relevant planning matters. Having said that, we can now move on to the agenda proper. Minutes of the meeting dated 20th of January. We have just the one item on enforcement. Okay to sign that? Yes. Thank you, Jackie. Thank you. Do we have apologies?
Councillor Cross, substituted by Councillor James. Councillor Fordham, substituted by Councillor Kenny. And Councillor Phillips, substituted by Councillor Beattie.
Thank you very much. Declarations of any members' interest or lobbying. Sorry, Francis.
Is this the point where I'm advised to speak to this point? I will... for the second item, I'm acting as ward member, so I won't act as a member of the committee.
Okay.
And that's the item on Nebraska.
Yes, thank you. any delegated applications? All on the website, are they? Anything? No, no? Okay. So we move on to page 3. The planning applications proper. That's the reason why we're here. And first item, application 24/39571, Stafford Probation Centre, Torrington Drive, Stafford, called in by councillors. Sorry.
Mr. Chairman, just to prove that I've read this document, could you turn to page 15? Environmental health, second paragraph. I assume that's refuse, not refused.
Yeah. Yeah.
Page 17.
D off.
Could you tell me what the difference between 10 and 11 is, please?
I'll answer that. It's part of the presentation.
And page 18. Could you tell me what the difference between 6 and 7 is, and 9, 10 and 11.
Okay, so are you okay for that? Thank you.
Part of the clarification of the report.
Thank you, Councillor James. Okay, shall we begin? Richard Wood, you're going to take us through this one.
So just in terms of a general update, since the agenda was published, the council has published a 5-year housing land supply position. Not sure if all members are aware of that, which confirms that Stafford Borough no longer has a 5-year housing land supply, and consequently some of the strategic policies in the plan for Stafford Borough are now out of date. So in particular to the two items on the agenda, the settlement boundaries for new housing development no longer carry any weight. However, this does not change the acceptability of the principle of development for these two committee items, but references to settlement boundaries are now incorrect in the report, so just be aware of that. So, going back to Councillor James's comments, in terms of on page 16, you'll see under the subsection relevant planning history 35617 for the change of use of the this application site. That says pending decision. The application was actually approved, and therefore the roofing merchants do benefit from a lawful permission. And then on page 17, conditions 10 and 11 are actually reasons, so they should be disregarded. And similarly, 10 and 11 on the reasons should also be disregarded. So in effect, there are 9 conditions and 9 reasons.
Okay, Councillor James?
Yeah, happy.
Thank you.
We'd also read them, Mr. Chairman, we just let him.
Ian Dotto, pedantic. Okay then, want to go?
Yeah, so this application is for the residential conversion of the first floor of a two-storey flat roof building at the junction of Common Road, Marston Road and Aston Fields. The site is currently used as a roofing merchant. You can see the site on the screen, that's red. So this is Aston Fields, Marston Road, Common Road, and this is Darlington Drive. Access into the merchants is currently here off Darlington Drive, and the actual application itself looks at this building here, the first floor, and an area of parking and new access generally in this location here as well. The scheme will provide two bed apartments and also involves a rear two-storey extension to provide an internal staircase to the residential accommodation and other external alterations. A new vehicle access is proposed from Marston Road to serve the development, along with on-site parking and turning facilities. The application follows a previous refusal, which is referred to in the officer report, which was refused in relation to the impact on the Cannock Chase SAC, lack of a noise report, and inadequate on-site parking with increased highway danger. From the report, members will be aware that no concerns are now raised in relation to the Cannock Chase SAC, noise following the submission of a noise survey, residential amenity, or visual impact. The main issue, therefore, relates to highway safety. I'll just take you through the presentation now. So here's the site. This is Darlington Drive. You can see the access into site is here, into the yard for the roofing merchants. And this is the junction which is referred to in the report. We have a series of 5 photographs taken in a clockwise direction. So I'll just do 1 to 3 first. So this is looking along Darlington Drive towards the junction. This is the access into the roofing merchants. And this part of the building is what is proposed to be converted. Again, this is looking into the building merchants. And this is looking from Common Road down Marston Road. The application site is on the right here, and this is Darlington Drive. I'll come back to this photograph because it's quite pertinent to highways issues later on. This is a closer look, and this is looking side on to the application site. Just to bear in mind at this point, the proposed vehicular access is in this location here, which I'll show you by the brick piers, brick columns here. So this is the existing site plan. I'll come back to this photograph in a second, but this is basically the red edge. So it extends around here with visibility displays shown to the proposed access, which you can just see here. There is a larger scale plan of that. Again, larger scale of the existing site, the building. These are the existing elevations. There would be some alterations to the external appearance in terms of fenestration changes. This is the plan that I wanted to show you. I don't know if you can see, but there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. They're the brick piers along the frontage. So you've got 1, 2, and 3, and the access is here.
Richard, okay. His cursor's disappeared off the screen. Yeah.
Sorry. If I just show you again, so you've got the piers that are what, here, here, here. There are 6 in total, and the access is in between 2 and 3. And this is the parking area. So in relation to the photograph, I'll just go back. It would be 1, 2, 3 in here. And go back again. Sorry, wrong way. Would be 1, 2 in here.
On the junction?
Yes. Yeah, so it would be here. So the junction is just here. So you've got 1, 2, 3, 4. Sorry, going back one way again. So going back to this plan, 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, these are the brick piers. Sorry, it's gone again. 1, 2, 3, 4. So you can basically get the proximity of the proposed access to the junction. This is the floor plan for the first floor. It would be subdivided horizontally here. Sorry, cursor keeps going across here. And this is the two-storey rear extension to provide a staircase into the accommodation. These are just some of the external alterations. So if I just go back to this photograph, this one here, since the agenda was published, we have received further comments from the Highway Authority. So in the report, we'll be aware that the Highway Authority accept that adequate visibility can be achieved from the proposed access, which follows speed surveys being conducted together with the on-site parking. The Highway Authority do, however, maintain their objection due to the location of the proposed access, due to its close proximity to the junction, and that's set out in paragraph 8.9 in the report. To ensure that members have all the information available to make an informed decision on this application, I'll read out the comments which are not included within the report. So, as stated previously, the visibility has now only been achieved as a result of relocating the new access closer to the junction. Therefore, the proposed access is too close to a heavily trafficked road junction, creating additional conflicts which will impact upon highway safety, therefore cannot demonstrate a safe and suitable access. It is additional vehicle movements on and around the junction. The vehicles turning right onto the proposed access are likely to block vehicles travelling south from Common Road due to the proximity of the proposed access to the junction, which is likely to cause shunt-style collisions due to stopping immediately at the junction where following vehicles wouldn't expect to stop. So in effect, what we're trying to say is vehicles coming down here and going over the junction. Okay, sorry, thanks. vehicles coming down here, going over the junction, for the occupiers, they'll then stop and then turn into the new access. And that's the concern that the Highway Authority have maintained. However, the recommendation is to approve, subject to the conditions listed. Thank you.
Thank you, Richard. Right, we do not have anyone listed as an objector, but we have a supporter, Mr. Chris Ralphs. Could you come?
Thank you. You will,
if you have 3 minutes,
yes,
I will give you a shout when you get 1 minute to go.
Lovely. First of all, thank you for the opportunity to present to you this evening. I must say I'm a native of Stafford. It's my first time doing this, so apologies for any rustiness out. But I'm Christopher Rouse. I'm in support of the application. And just one thing, perhaps, I think we've clarified that it's not a probation centre anymore. It's just historically that's the address which is attached to it. So I'm an architect. I've a lot of experience in residential development and 28 years post-qualification experience in the UK and abroad, Ireland. But I'm from Stafford. So I know a number of issues on the planning file. One of the issues was security. I'd just like to touch on that. And my view is that the fact that it's becoming, if it was to become residential use, it would have an improvement in terms of overall security in that there would be passive surveillance of the area by occupiers of the building. And the other point I'd like to make is that the front curtilage where the parking is proposed would be as anyone's front garden arrangement, really. But there will be a side gate and access control to prevent unauthorized access along the side, which would obviously, I believe, was a concern of the objector, that access will be free to their rear gardens. It would not be the case. It would only be adjacent front gardens, I think is a normal situation for parking. So security. The other issue, and we've mentioned a lot here, is traffic safety. I think it's already been mentioned that the visibility displays are achieved, and that is one of the key considerations. The other thing which came out of the traffic survey is that the speeds in the area are lower than the speed limit. They're only, I think, 22.7 miles per hour over a 24-hour cycle, so it's slow speed. We're also talking about just two parking spaces. And in the previous application, we asked for no parking, but it's actually the Borough Council that are asking for it. In my view, I don't think it needs parking because it's walking distance to the town, but we've been asked for parking.
You have one minute to go.
Oh, sorry. So my main issue I want to mention is vacancy. Currently, the first floor is vacant. If it was in commercial use, there would be a lot more parking and traffic associated with it. If you look around Stafford, a lot of the first floors are empty and vacant. We need to create residential density in the town centre if we want the town to flourish. And none of it's easy. It all has challenges. They're all difficult sites. All the easy ones are built on. So I think it's a sustainable development. We're using existing building and existing services, and we're not building on greenfields.
Okay, well done.
Thank you.
That's your first time out.
Yes, thank well you. Thanks.
Did it well, thank you.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you. So, called in by Councillor Godfrey, who's not with us tonight, but Councillor Nixon, are you going to speak as ward member? Or?
I can't speak and remain on the committee.
Okay, you're just going to be on the committee then. Anyway. So the call-in was by Councillor Godfrey. Neighbours concerned about the extra traffic movements on a very busy road. Parking in the area is a big problem. The development will bring more cars to the area. So that was why it was called in. Anyone want to start? Councillor Scott Spencer.
Thank you. I do have a concern, as Highways have also raised with this scheme. I know this junction, and coming from the north going south, people just go straight across that with no real regard and no real change in speed. So I do take to heed what the Highways say about people suddenly stopping and turning right into that access. Could be an accident black spot potentially. I don't quite understand why they've opted for this access here when there's already an existing access off the cul-de-sac to the granted to the wider commercial property, or could that not have been used rather than creating a new access?
Perhaps the applicant can clarify that.
Well, obviously, you have to deal with what's before us, but do you want some clarity from the applicant?
Yes, please, if possible.
Would you like to comment on that?
Yeah, I mean, we had considered that, but it was just about, I suppose, a control point of view, that the business closes only open normal hours, whereas the apartments would be obviously, you know, in daily use. And also, we're quite keen that it sort of relates to the residential streets. It's on Marston Road, and it's trying to create a residential character for that end of summer. Essentially, it was just very difficult to make the two work.
Okay.
All right, okay. Councillor Tony Nixon.
Could we have image three, by the way?
Sorry, what did you say?
Image three. Could you point out exactly where the, with your cursor, exactly where the entrance is going to be?
Yeah, so. See the brick piers here, now I've kind of enlarged the sorry. So you've got one, two, three, it'll go in between the second and third piers.
Virtually where that drop curb is then?
No, that's the drop curb to the to the neighbouring property. If I come this way, there you go. One, two, three, so you go within that. One, two, three.
Isn't there another drop curb further along, round from there?
The slight one, yes. Yeah,
that was the one I was referring to. That is directly on the junction. I've got concerns about that.
Crowded.
I mean, okay, the Highways Authority had no objection, but they've since made these comments since the agenda came up.
On image three.
Between the manhole and,
there's one on, go to image three.
Yeah.
Is it just a pedestrian drop curve?
That one.
Yeah. That's a pedestrian drop curve, yeah.
But there isn't one on the other side, is there?
Because it goes across the road.
I can't, but unfortunately I don't have that wider angle.
There's no tactile paving or anything.
No. Councillor Roy James.
Yeah, I've got concerns about an access on that junction, and I can only see an accident waiting to happen.
Yeah.
Now, if you've got the apartments with two cars in there, let's just assume that those people are going to be using that vehicle during rush hour to get to work. Therefore, that adds more danger. I mean, Highways have been pretty strong about refusing on the basis of things of safety. Now, I hear what they say about the speed limit dropping to 22, but someone coming out of that access onto the road with vehicles at 22, that is 13.5 yards, I think, between there and a potential accident at 22 miles an hour. If it's greater than 22 miles an hour, that gap reduces.
Well remembered, the highway code there. Anyone else wish to
look?
Anyone else wish to speak at the moment? Just Peter Jones.
Can I just support what was said? I mean, when I first saw this and I asked the question, is that on the junction? I can't believe anybody's allowed to build an access with a vehicle. It's going to be at any time, and it just crackers.
Yeah. Councillor Tony Nixon.
I have one comment to make about what the supporter said. Had that top floor been used for commercial purposes, there would be a lot more vehicles. But they would be using the access on Donington Drive. Mm-hmm. If it was for commercial, they wouldn't be using that access.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I propose refusal.
That's your proposing refusal. And on the highway.
I'll second that.
Seconded by Councillor Scott Spencer.
Chair, can I say what the supporter said? Everything else he said, sort of thing, but except where it's been, the exit has been put, the entrance.
Supervisors.
Some of which has been proposed and seconded to refuse the application on the grounds of highways.
Can we have more kind of clarification on?
Yeah.
Is it your concern the proximity of the entrance to
the access to the junction?
To the
yes.
T junction.
Yeah. And the fact it's on a bend as well.
I think it's heeding highways comments and advice, previous advice.
Well, they are quite adamant about it, aren't they? So, are you happy with enough information
no.
there?
No, that's clarified. It's okay. just to not be vague.
Okay, so proximity of the access to the T junction and other issues by the highway. So, proposal to refuse, all those to show, please. That is refused unanimously. Thank you very much. Now move on to page 23, the land adjacent to the... Councillor Beattie, do you want to vacate?
I understand, I've got to...
Lucy will read out a list of people who can't take part.
It is only Councillor Jones who has to... withdraw
because
we
didn't
hear
on the last one. We're going to get another coffee. Yeah, good idea. Thank you very much. Ed, are you opening the batting?
Yeah. This application is presented to the committee following a resolution to defer a decision in September 2024. In order for the applicant to resolve the concerns which led to a recommendation to refuse for four reasons. The application hasn't since been amended, however, a revised planning statement has been submitted following the publication of the MPPF in December 2024. The changes to the MPPF, in particular those to the section on development in the Greenbelt, have had a significant impact on the officer's recommendation. Further to this, the policy update given earlier by Richard does not affect the recommendation beyond further tipping the planning balance in favour of approval. This application seeks permission for a single dwelling and detached garage on a site which was previously operating as a retail garden centre. The presence of a lawful development certificate demonstrates that this use could be reinstated on the land. The plan and the aerial view show the location of the site off Moss Lane. The location of two former glass houses is shown in the middle of the site. These are these two rectangular shapes. And the two existing buildings shown to the northwest. This one and to the southeast, adjacent to the boundary of Nebraska. The aerial view is again shows the footprint of the former glass houses. The building to the southeast you can make out on the boundary. The building to the northwest is much harder to see in that aerial view. The four photographs that I'm about to show you are all taken from the gated access at the north of the site, as indicated on the plan. These did form part of the presentation in September. So the first is the remains of the glass houses in the middle of the photo, and one of the existing buildings to the right. The same building in the focus of photo two. The third, a view northwest from the access along Moss Lane. And the fourth, a view towards the southeast of the site, and the neighbouring dwelling is in the background. You can just about make that really. So plan one shows the location plan showing the site as existing and the nearby development. The proposed site plan showing the sighting of the proposed dwelling in the middle of the site and garage to the northwest, utilising the existing access. Plan three is the elevations of the existing buildings. And four, elevations and floor plan of the proposed dwelling. And five, again, proposed elevations and roof plan. and 6, the proposed the elevations and floor plans of the proposed garage. The recommendation is that the application be approved subject to conditions as set out in the officer's report.
Thanks, Ed. Thank you very much. We have someone speaking in support, Juliet Heather. I know you've been here before, so you know the routine.
Thank you, Chair. The site's been in my family's ownership since 1957, where it traded as a retail garden centre known as Heather's Roses, operated by my grandfather and then father and uncle before it closed due to ill health in 2007. It has an up-to-date lawful development certificate, so its current authorised use is as a retail garden centre and also now is classed as grey belt. The cost of local housing is prohibitive for people like me who live alone. Currently, detached properties in the area are going for a minimum of £600,000. This is to be a self-built dwelling designed by me for myself, and I intend to live here for the rest of my days, continuing my family's links with the site. I was born in Moss Lane, I feel extremely connected to it, and it would contribute to meeting the council's self-filled shortfall. My proposed modest single-storey dwelling and garage, a substantial reduction from the two-storey dwelling proposed in my previous application, would dramatically reduce the build area of the site by 56%. The concentration of the development at the centre of the site, combined with clearing old structures and hard standing, including the large parking area, plus landscaping, will improve the openness of the green belt. I believe I've come up with a sensitive scheme which will still result in my forever home, whilst having a positive impact on the green belt. The entrance gates would retain the existing stone pillars with metal gates. The proposal would have a very low visual impact from the road. The whole scheme would undoubtedly enhance the character and appearance of the lane and our local area. The change of use would result in substantially less vehicle movements than that of a retail garden centre and would result in increased road safety for other current residents. Having walked this lane throughout my life, I can confirm it's well used. I regularly walk to Roseland from my current home to spend time there, and I'm also part of a regular walking group which uses the lane without any safety issues.
You have 1 minute.
My elderly mum lives in Moss Lane and the scheme would enable me to live closer to her. I've got support from all the neighbours. The latest committee report now supports my application and I'm extremely grateful the planning office has now recommend approval given all these and other considerations that are unique to my proposal and in light of the recent changes to national planning policy. I therefore respectfully ask that members approve planning permission on the basis that the proposal comprises appropriate development in the green belt and a more sustainable development than the existing authorised use of the site. Thank you for listening.
Thank you very much, thank you. If you'd like to, thank you. And Ward Member Councillor Francis Beattie. You have 5 minutes.
Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you.
I must congratulate and thank all members of the Planning Committee for so shrewdly deferring this application. You know, it could have been a different outcome. As we expected, the interpretation of planning balance in relation to Greenbelt has shifted. The new national framework on Greenbelt recommends flexibility to allow redevelopment of previously developed land for housing. That's the Grey Belt principle, I guess. This site is a mess. It's open to vandalism and fly tipping. It needs repurposing. The application is the logical resolution to an eyesore for one modest self-built home for a local person who has deep-seated roots in the community. I can do no better tonight than to paraphrase and endorse the conclusions of our officer's report in favour of this application. The report concludes that, given the significant changes to national policy and the consequent support for the principle of the proposed development, the reasons for refusal previously recommended to the Planning Committee have fallen away. The updated national framework allows a material change of use to residential where it will not cause substantial harm to the openness of the Green Belt. The proposals for this site do not amount to substantial harm, and the scheme now fully complies with national greenbelt policy. Consequently, the proposal is in accordance with the plan for Stafford Borough, which states that development in the greenbelt will be supported where it's consistent with national policy. The definition now encompasses areas of hard standing, which had previously been lawfully developed. This site obviously falls into this national definition, with the remains of permanent structures and hard standings in situ. A single dwelling will reverse the visual harm to the openness of the green belt, eliminating the unsightly sprawl across the site. The framework states that good design is a key aspect of sustainable development. The proposed dwelling and garage will be in keeping with the local vernacular. In terms of highways, the national framework emphasises that most brownfield land in the green belt is always in so-called unsustainable locations because of the rural nature of the green belt and its rural transport networks, and that's what the new national framework says and should be considered accordingly. So the location of this site as defined in the highway's response does not justify refusal. For instance, the objection that there are no segregated lanes for cyclists and walkers along this country lane should be given little weight and does not warrant refusal. There'll be a reduction in vehicle movements. Furthermore, the improvements to the site access will enable a vehicle to pull in off the highway and improve visibility. That's what the planning officer has recommended. So in conclusion, the proposed dwelling and surrounds will improve the visual amenity of the green belt. It's in a sustainable location. It will not cause substantial harm to the openness of the green belt. It replaces unattractive buildings, glass houses, polytunnels, and areas of hard standing spread across the site, and offers a substantial decrease to the overall built area. A self-built dwelling will address the shortfall of provision within the borough. The well-designed custom-built home will improve the rural character. The proposal makes efficient use of previously developed land. It will be neighbour-friendly, tidying up the site and reducing the vandalism, fly-tipping, and indeed the worry of a potential commercial activity and increased traffic on a quiet residential lane.
You have 1 minute.
Significantly, the whole community supports this application. And finally, it fully accords with the new national framework and consequently with our Stafford local plan.
Thank you very much. Thank you. You may stay there.
I will.
Who was first? Councillor Rob Kenny.
Thank you. I'm happy that this application now meets the MPPF, and I'm happy and agree with the officer's recommendations and the conditions set out, and I'm happy to propose that we approve.
Before that gets seconded, can we just have a little...
I'll second it, but he's stolen what I was going to say.
Okay. Does anyone wish to speak before we
I'd
get to
like
that point?
I'd like to say, if Chair, possible, although I have my reservations of the new framework and its impact on the Greenbelt, I feel that this development will better this area, and I also support it.
Okay. Anyone else wish to speak before we do anything?
I was just going to say...
Proposed by Councillor Rob Kenny, seconded by Councillor Roy James, to approve this application in line with the officer recommendation. All those in favour of that, please show. That's unanimous. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, good. Thank you very much. Now have appeals at the back. If anyone wishes to comment on it, any of those that have been received or those decided. So we've got appeals notified. Anyone wish to pick up any of those? Councillor Jazz Jones. Did you want to speak?
No.
I'm sorry.
Just joking, Mr.
Chair. Councillor Scott Spencer.
Although it's not shown on this document, I know that I heard that the recent solar farm that we refused over at Stone by Charlie has been sent for appeal. Mm-hmm. Do we have any...
Yes, the appeal hearing was in January here. And we expect a date early March for the decision.
There was a following site visit as well.
Yeah, there was a site visit as well.
So we're just waiting for the inspectorate's decision now.
Yeah. Yeah, so it was a long day. Any more? Anything on appeals? No? Okay, right. Well, you can all go home early. Thank you very much. Thank you.